We're back here at this Outdoor Report, second one of the hour with Richard P. Smith, successful bear hunter here in 2016. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Adam.
And I didn't mention this, but we have pictures of Richard's black bear, and you can check those out at WFXD.com along with a replay of this audio, as well as at our Facebook page, Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show. Check it out on Facebook. Richard, let's talk just a couple more details about your black bear hunt before we get into opening of whitetail archery season.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you what you shot the bear with, first of all.
I shot him with a 50 caliber muzzleloader made by Ultimate Firearms. I've killed a number of big bears with this muzzleloader, and it does super. I used 200 grains of powder, which is a much heavier charge than most muzzleloaders will even handle.
Yes, true, yeah.
So I used 200 grains of powder and a 300-grain bullet. I've dropped a number of big bears right in their tracks.
What bullet did you use for this bear?
It's a custom bullet made by Ultimate Firearms for their rifle.
All right.
And it's worked terrific. And one important thing for listeners who may not be familiar with black bears and black bear hunting, targeting adult male black bears is important for bear management. Adult males kill cubs. They also one of the biggest predators on whitetail fawns. So taking adult males like this out of the population helps deer management and it helps bear management.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with us and your insight on taking male black bears and helping the population for not only bears but also whitetail deer. It's kind of a good segue because opening day of whitetail archery season this Saturday. First of all, we've already kind of covered our thoughts on the deer herd right now. You know, there's a big age class missing in the center of our buck population. But would you agree, everybody that I've been talking to that I trust as a source of anecdotal evidence, our deer herd is looking pretty good for the situation that it's in right now.
Correct. I'm really looking forward to deer season, Adam, especially since my bear tag is full. I'm ready to go deer hunting. I think the prospects are good this year. Certainly there's some areas where deer are down, but we're seeing much better situation than we were a couple years ago.
The deer look like we are going to see some year-and-a-half-old class bucks. Not too many 2.5 to maybe 4.5, but if you see something older than that, it's going to be a booner.
Well, it may not be Boone or Crockett, but it's going to have a rack that anybody's going to be happy with.
Yeah, a shooter in the UP for sure.
Exactly. But I think there's going to be more 2.5-year-olds out there than a lot of people think.
Okay.
I saw 10 to a dozen yearling bucks last year in the area I hunt. Most of those yearlings survived last winter. Those are going to be 2.5-year-olds now. And I think there's going to be more 2.5-year-olds out there than most people realize.
Well, that's encouraging to hear from a source like yourself. Okay, how about tips for opening day early season bow hunting?
Key in on food sources. Like, there's a good apple crop this year. If you know where there's feral apple trees that deer are feeding. And, of course, using bait, using apple and corn works well. If you've got access to an agricultural field, that draws a lot of deer in. In fact, that's where you're going to find the highest deer numbers, in the agricultural areas of the UP. The southern UP, deer numbers are still tremendous.
Well, I appreciate your insight on opening date on Saturday, and hopefully you'll be in a tree stand.
I hope to. If I'm not on the opening day, I'm going to be soon afterward.
Richard P. Smith, you can check out all of his books and DVDs at his website, richardpsmith.com. And I highly recommend checking those out, especially the whitetail. Obviously, you know, every deer camp I've ever been to has some of your whitetail books.
They're great,
sure.
Michigan deer tales.
Yes.
A lot of people read them to get fired up for the upcoming season. Some of them even read them in the blind.
There you go. I don't personally recommend that because I like to kind of pay attention. But
I do, too.
Richard, thank you again for coming in.
More than welcome, Adam.
And congratulations on that big black bear.
Thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.